the closeness to Winnipeg and the community, and you know, it's hard. I knew I'd be stuck with that job, so. But you know, we're Mark Chipman's done a great thing. He's extended invitations to guys that can't play or are not able to play, or where they can come in and enjoy the festivities just like the guys playing. So that's great.
Is there anyone you really wanted that just couldn't make it?
Well, there's a few guys. I mean, you know, you look at Randy Carlyle, Paul McLean, those guys. You know, I know Scott O'Neill wanted to play, but they're coaching, right? And even Phil Housley, the guy I got traded for, he wanted to play, but he's coaching in Nashville. And, you know, some of the, it's just, you can't get away from it. So, you know what, it's going to be fun no matter what. And like I said, a lot of the guys that I did talk to, they're so excited about coming back and playing. You know, it's how seriously they take their training in the next month or two, I don't know. But it's going to be fun. And, of course, you know, playing, heating up the old rivalry and the big boys coming back from Edmonton makes it that much more exciting.
Have you mapped out some training for them?
No. I my own training was going to start July 1st, but I moved it to August 1st, and I'm thinking about September 1st. So, anyways, you know what? It's going to be a lot of fun, and guys will do what they want to do. You know, it's like, I almost equate it. It's probably like going out and playing golf, you know, with your buddies. You know, we're all hunky-dory for 15 holes, and then the last three guys are grinding hard to come out on top, and that'll probably be the last of the third or the end of the game. The guys will be grinding hard to get the W.
It's quite an Oilers lineup.
Well, you know what? They had so much star power, and it's great that they're all coming back, and it's a great challenge for us. But, I mean, just you know, playing all those years against those guys and now having the opportunity, you know, as time goes on, you start to see, you know, all the Hall of Famers they have, and our guys will look forward to it, though, I know that.
You got 20 skaters on the Winnipeg alumni team so far. How do you manage the ice time?
That could be determined by the day before in practice, see how long guys can go, but you know what, the guys are smart now, you know, they want to get up and be able to go to work the next day, and so guys monitor themselves. It's not nobody. I don't think anybody will be extending long shifts.
Have you enjoyed this process, Dave or Dale?
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun reaching out to a lot of the guys, and you know, the guys understand. You know that there's, you know, there's a bit of a pecking order, and they understand that. And you know, that's probably what made our team so great back then, is we had real people that understood what it was all about. And you know, so for some of the guys to get in, they're elated, you know, and the process is difficult when you tell guys, look, I'd love to get you in, but, you know, and we did it by committee, too, you know, we kind of narrowed it down and sort of made our pecking order, but it's been fun talking to people you haven't talked to in years as well.